Welcome to Pen and Page Gals, the podcast where we're flipping through our favorite and recent reads. Your hosts are me, I'm Jensine.
And I'm Sophia. And in a digital age when everything is fast-paced and fighting for our attention, we hope to inspire you to slow the scroll and pause for some pages instead. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the newest episode of Pen and Page Gals. I'm Sophia, and I'm here with my lovely podcast co-host, Jensine, virtually, hello. Of course. We're still social distancing, guys, so we're not together in the same room. But hopefully you can't tell the audio quality. I think we've sort of hopefully figured all that stuff out. But welcome! Yeah. It's our last episode of this year that has been 2020. Can I get an amen?
Amen. It's the year that never ends.
The year that never ends.
Finally. Even though I've told you this, but it's like we're racing to the finish. Like December is always like hustle, hustle, hustle. Get to the end.
Yeah.
But then this year feels like, what are we racing towards? I don't know.
I know.
Like 2020 just feels like, at least for the foreseeable near future, kind of the same.
Yeah. But well, I was just going to say, like, part of me definitely that what you said resonates where it's like new year, what? Like, what are we really racing towards? But the other part of me is just, it's almost like a force of habit. I'm still excited for new year, new me. Like, even though nothing's really going to change in terms of the pandemic so far. I mean, I know like there's a vaccine out now and stuff, but even that is going to take time. And so I know life isn't magically going to like become better on January 1st of 2021. Yeah. But for some reason, there's still a part of me that is like looking forward to the fresh start.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sure. So
yeah. We're going to have some exciting things to do for sure.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's, I guess like this whole year, I could be marked by the word like ambiguous, like, or like, I just feel like all my feelings are in all these different directions and I just don't know. I can't quite pinpoint it. So like now that we're in the holidays, this is my absolute favorite holiday, favorite time of the year. And COVID hasn't taken that away from me at all. I'm still loving the coziness of being home and having my kids and the people most important to me around me. And, like celebrating the reason for the season, you know, celebrating the birth of Christ. Like all that is not taken away or changed because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And yet still, it still does feel a little bit womp-womp because of the pandemic. So it's like I do have all these mixed emotions, but for the most part, I'm kind of a homebody anyway, so it's working for me.
Christmas cheer.
That is Christmas cheer and cozy. Yes.
But so I definitely agree. I love Christmas. Like, who doesn't love this time of year? It's always super magical. And I mean, my husband and I, our anniversary is the day after Christmas.
Yes.
So it's always like a really, really fun time. But you know, when people ask me like, what's your favorite time of year? I mean, Christmas is great. It's like up there for me, but I'd probably say, you know, like spring or summer. I love traveling and going around like during those times. But I think this year, because of everything, it's really heightened the Christmas spirit, you know?
Right.
And so I'm really feeling the Christmas feels this year.
Yes.
I'm like, seeing all the Christmas music and, you know, every day I have an activity planned with my kids.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm maybe because we're also like kind of forced to be at home. So I have to plan all these things, but
find your cheer where you can.
Feeling really cozy for sure.
Yeah. I've been baking every day. So it's like Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Tuesday. So my kids have been home for a couple of days for winter break now. Last Friday was their last day. And I've literally baked something every day. And not fancy things, like just box mixes. Like, but some, and like the house smells so cozy. Like you said, with Christmas music blasting all day long and like a fire going, and just, it feels nice to, yeah, I don't know, have the warm fuzzies and just kind of get in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. I think this year's definitely turned me more into a Christmas person.
Yeah. I think everyone feels that way. Like, regardless of how they felt about Christmas before 2020, I think the fact that this year is forcing people to be at home and be thankful for what they have and what's around them, I think everyone feels that way. But for me, who loves Christmas regardless, it's I'm like, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So
this is your wheelhouse for sure.
Yes, this is in my wheelhouse. Oh yeah. And so you mentioned this earlier, your wedding anniversary is coming up, which I forgot about. I shouldn't have forgotten about it because it's such an easy date to remember, the day after Christmas. Yeah, 10 years. Wow. And where were we supposed to be, Jensine, to celebrate this?
In Cabo.
So a whole bunch of us, like, or a whole bunch of Jensine's close friends were supposed to be in Cabo earlier this year to celebrate with her and Sam for their 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always wanted to do a vow renewal, which I know might sound cheesy to some people, but for me, I was like, we were such different, young, naive people 10 years ago. So we didn't write our own vows in our, you know, when we got married. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to do that. That's definitely something I wish I would have done. So I was like, I don't vow renewal. We're going to do it. But 2020, so... Anyways, we had lots of fun trips canceled and we pivoted. Yeah. I feel like for the umpteenth time, but actually we took our kids when we found out that our latest anniversary plans were canceled. We took them up to Lake Tahoe on the Nevada side, so North Lake Tahoe this past weekend, and we had so much fun. Mm-hmm. We stay at the resort we always stay at, and the kids went sledding and hung out at the pool, and it was just nice to
feel. I had a question about that because I saw on your Instagram that you were at the pool, but it's like snowing outside. Yes,
I know. I was like, when are we ever going to swim? And they had like snowmen built and
stuff. Yeah. So is the pool just like really heated and warm?
It's heated to 90 degrees, they say.
Oh, whoa. So okay.
Kind of like a nice warm bath.
Yeah.
But it is like really cold outside.
Yeah.
It had snowed just a couple days before we went. So there was nice fresh snow.
Yeah.
When we were there. So yeah, it was really, really nice. It would have been nice if the hot tubs were open, but.
Oh, were they not? Why were the
hot tubs still closed?
I mean, because it's smaller space?
Or yes, because of COVID.
That makes sense, I guess. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're like in a little hot tub versus in a big pool.
Yeah. Anyways, that was fun. And we're just going to do a little staycation at our house, actually, for our anniversary and drop my kids off at my parents. And just, we do a yearly check-in. On our anniversary every year. So that'll be nice.
Yeah. It's nice that your anniversary. Yeah. It's nice that your anniversary falls on the end of the year too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I guess you could do that sort of annual check-in regardless of when in the year your wedding anniversary is, but it's just nice that it kind of is a capstone.
I think after that, I will definitely be looking forward to the new year and just implementing new ideas and new rhythms that I want to see for our family.
Right.
Some semblance of normalcy because I mean, our kids are still growing up and they're still learning and stuff. So we can't just let this thing stop them.
Right. And I did have the thought that I'm fully still in Christmas mode. So I haven't even thought about New Year's goals or anything, but I want to, I need to compartmentalize it. So after the holidays are done or after Christmas is done, I was okay, then I'll be, I'm going to be thinking about all the things. But I did have the thought that no matter what it is that I want to sort of goals or resolutions, if that's what you want to call them, whatever it is that I want to manifest for myself in the new year. I think one silver lining to COVID or just 2020 as a whole is I'm going into the new year with the understanding or almost like a resolve that these things that I'm, whatever it is, these things that I'm going to outline for myself for the new year, I'm going to make them so that it's like, they're going to be things that I can stick to no matter what's going on around me, kind of a thing. Yeah, like, I'm not going to let anything stand in my way because I'm almost going in with this ironclad resolve. Like, this is what I want for myself or for my family or for our marriage or whatever. And we're going to work on it, pandemic or no pandemic or like whatever happens. I don't care. We're going to work on it.
Yes.
So I think that that's like one silver lining. Whereas, you know, going into 2020, it was almost like no one was expecting
everyone all was like, of this. It's going to be the best year ever.
Yeah. And it just threw so many people off because it was so like the rug was pulled out from underneath them.
Yeah, literally.
And it's like, now I'm like wiser and I'm like, you can't pull the rug out underneath me twice. I'm ready for you. So that's one silver lining. But yeah I'm sure. Super.
I definitely learned a lot this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thankful for that. Cool. Let's talk about books that we read.
Okay. Let's
see. Okay. So if you've been listening to the podcast episodes since like August or September, I really haven't read much this past quarter, I feel like, other than our book club books that almost like have to read because we're discussing them on this podcast.
We're keeping each other accountable.
Accountable, yeah. But I'm thankful for the rhythm that at least provided. Like I read at least one book a month, even when I didn't feel like reading. Right.
Yeah.
So I did start to sort of read a little bit more. I read one book that I'll write a blog post about and we'll put it on my blog. Mm-hmm. I won't go into it here because it's not really worth mentioning, but it's called A Curious Beginning. It's a Veronica Speedwell mystery, which is like a YA mystery series. I don't even remember the author's name, but again, it'll be up on our blog. That one was meh. But there's another book that I'm actually in the middle of reading right now. I started it today because, well, I had to read Dash and Lily first. And then when I finished Dash and Lily, I was like, oh, like, I really want to read this other book called The 12 Dates of Christmas by
Her name's
Jenny Bayless? Let me see real quick. Jenny Bayless, The 12 Dates of Christmas. I just started it this morning and I'm almost done. I'm like 75% of the way through and it is so cute. Like I almost texted you, Jensine, to tell you about it, but then I intentionally thought I'm gonna be recording with you know you later today, so I'll just save it. But I'll save my like final verdict for when I'm done. But I have to say that having read more than halfway through the book so far, it's a 5 out of 5 for me. Like it has Abby Jimenez vibes, so a little bit. I mean, the style of writing is a little different, but like, you know, that excitement that we felt when we first read The Friend Zone and we're like, whoa, this book is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel that with this book. Like, okay. Like, you know, when we were reading In a Holidays last month and we were like, it had such potential to be such a cute holiday story. It had all the makings, but it was a letdown. This is like, has the same adorable setup, but it hasn't let me down yet. Of course, it's not done. And like, I'm not done with it. So like take it with a grain of salt. I'll update, you know, either on the blog or next month. But if you're listening and you want a holiday read, I think this is like a easy read. Because again, I just started it this morning and I'm almost done with it. I'll probably finish after we're done recording. But The 12 Dates of Christmas by Jenny Bayless. It's basically, it kind of reminds me of Bridget Jones' Diary a little bit. So the main character is this girl named Kate. She's basically like in her mid-30s, single, hasn't had much luck with love. She lives in the English countryside, like in a small village or whatever. And everyone knows her. Everyone knows her family. They all love her, right? Like they're all super protective over her. But she's just had no luck in love. And she grew up in this village. And she has like her two best friends. One's married. Her name's Laura, and like has her own family. And then one is the man of the story. His name is Matt. And it's like, it's called the 12 Dates of Christmas because Laura, her best friend, is like, we're going to find you a man for Christmas. And so it's like, you know, if you live in the Bay Area, there's that dating service called Events and Adventures. Have you heard of it? They used to do like radio spots.
It might be
a nationwide thing. I don't know. But I hear them on the radio all the time, like Events and Adventures for singles. And it's like you sign up and you're signing up for like an excursion, basically, but it's all single people. And then the idea is like people who are interested in these similar activities will be there, and they're all single. So it's kind of like that. It's like this dating service is hosting the 12 dates of Christmas, and you pay and you like submit your profile, and then they match people up for every, there's 12 dates that are coordinated and set up. And then they just, from the people who have registered, they match you up and they host it. So it's like, oh, tonight's like a cooking class. And so, you know, everyone who paid and registers gets to show up and take this cooking class, but we're going to pair you up based on your profiles. And like, you know, so you'll have 12 dates through the month of December, and hopefully like you'll find love at the end. And every chapter is like a different date. So like chapter one is like the first date, chapter two is the second date. And like all throughout it, like you can tell the way that it's set up, Matt, her other best friend in this group of three, is like supposed to be the love interest, but like, you know, there's like childhood history there, whatever. Maybe like, I think they like slept together once in college or something like happened like a long time ago. They're both in their 30s now. So it's like a long time ago, but it's like, well, we can't go there. And so she's looking for love. And so it just, you can kind of sense where it's going. It's really cute. And so if you're looking for something to read this week and you want something Christmassy, so far I can highly, highly, highly recommend The 12 Dates of Christmas. That was a really, really cute book that I'm enjoying, and I can't wait to get back to you as soon as we're done recording. Yeah, I think you would really like it, Jinseen. I actually just bought the Kindle version of it because I didn't want to wait for it.
I've been in the mood to read something cute and holiday-y. I just haven't got to
read this one. Just download it. Just buy it. Okay. Yeah. Like, I will. The 12 Dates of Christmas.
To myself.
It's perfect for reading with a glass of wine by the fireplace. You could probably knock it out tonight and tomorrow, like two sittings. Or you, if you stay up, you could probably finish it tonight. But
I know that'd be so bad. But I
could. You don't have anywhere to go. I mean, I you could.
I know.
Have you read anything?
I haven't read anything like fun besides Dash and Lily, which we'll talk about, but
we'll get to
time reading. There are a lot of like series finales that are on my TBR list. One is called Lightbringer, and it's the final Imperium book. Have you read
that? I haven't heard of it.
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned the first two because I feel like I read them in the last year or so. It's the Imperium trilogy by Claire Legrand, and the first two are called Furyborn and Kingsbane. But that's a super fun series. It's a fantasy series about two queens who there's some like time traveling connection involved. But that one's really cute. That one's really fun and good. And the other series, it's been like a long time coming. I shared this on Instagram, I think, and I think you saw it. But I am blanking on the person's name.
Is she like Persian or like Middle Eastern? Okay. Yeah. I did see you post
it. Oh, Saba Tahir. Yeah, I am totally blanking on the name of her series. But I literally started reading that series maybe, I want to say like 8 years ago or something.
Oh, the first book came out.
And so this last book literally maybe has taken 4 or 5 years. It's, I don't know why.
Why? Are they, but, are the books fat? Like, are they long? Like, thick?
They are big, but not as big as like SJM books. They're closer to like, do you remember the Victoria Aveyard books, like Red Queen?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're kind of close to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, medium-ish, but
medium-ish.
That's a really good series too. Ember in the Ashes is the name of one of the books, but
okay.
So I have lots like to finish on my TBR. We'll see if I get to them this month.
Yeah. There's always next year if it doesn't happen this month.
We have so many good books to read. It's
so many good books to read.
It's a good problem to have.
It is. It is. And now that I've like reading 12 Dates of Christmas and enjoying reading it has sort of whet my appetite for reading again. So I feel like
you just need a good book.
Yes. To get you back into the cycle. A good book. Yeah. Yeah, I feel it coming on.
We've talked about this so many times, but SJM kind of like ruined my second half of the year for reading. Like we had such a good time reading that in the middle of the year, and then everything else kind of was like womp.
Yeah, it just didn't compare. And okay, so that's perfect because let's jump into our book club section because speaking of books that just didn't really live up to I'm sorry if you read our book club book, which, by the way, was Dash and Lily's Book of Adventures by – it's like two authors, Rachel – it's
Rachel Cohn and David Levithan.
Yes, yes. And we – Jensine read it a long time ago and told me that I should read or watch because Netflix had just made it into a series. And she was like, the series is so good. And I have a thing where if something's based on a book, I really prefer to read the book first before watching because I've never come across a show, a book series, anything where the book is not better than the TV or movie version. That's kind of how we ended up picking Dash and Lily for this month's book club pick. And I read it.
It's like a
holiday. And it's holiday. Yeah. I,
you didn't like it. Oh my gosh.
So I would say up until maybe 50 to 70% way through the book, I was kind of like, I don't want to read this. Like, here's what I realized. I think I don't like that kind of YA. I think that the authors wrote the book really well. The book is really well written. It's not that. It's really well written. And if anything, I can really identify with Lily's character because for once, she's not like this gorgeous sex bomb kitten teenager. Yeah, she's like super awkward, super sheltered, which is exactly that was me at 16. So I identify with that totally. But I think maybe that's why it turned me off because I was just like, I like the kind of YA either that's super high fantasy where there's like fairies and magic, I realized. Or I like YA that's like To All the Boys I Loved Before that feels very K-drama or like, you know, like that would never happen. Like the star football player falling in love with you. Like she's like all really that kind of.
And starry me.
Right. So I prefer prefer that kind of YA. Whereas Dash and Lily, the first like good chunk of the book was not like that. It was just like a lot of her being awkward, a lot of him being like, I feel like genuine 16-year-old thoughts for both of them, you know? And I was just like, I don't want to read this. Like, this is not fun for me. The latter half of the book made up for it. It kind of evened out to a 3 out of 5 for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I will say, so I finished reading the book and I wanted to watch the series before we recorded. It wasn't like I didn't have to. I just wanted to. But I was kind of like, should I spend my time watching it? Because it's not a movie. I thought it was a movie. And then my husband was like, no, it's a series. It's like 8 episodes. Granted, they're only like 20 or 30 minutes long each episode. Short. So you could knock it out in one day like I did in 3 hours. But when I sat down to watch the series, I kind of was like, is this even worth my time? I could watch something else. The series is so cute. This series is like a 4.5 to a 5 out of 5. It's way better than the book, which never happened.
What do you think is like the difference for you? Because I feel like they captured the characters pretty well, like whoever, yeah, you know, the gal who played Lily, yeah, the guy who played Dash.
Yeah, I think I agree that they captured the characters authentically to how they were written in the book. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think maybe just first of all, just seeing it on screen.
Yes. Yes.
It's something about it just seemed to translate better, I think.
Yeah.
And I really like that it was short episodes and each episode was like a different character, or was like, you know, episode one was from Dash's perspective. Yeah. And then episode two was the same day from Lily's perspective. Mm-hmm. So I like that. I don't know. I think, and the series, the TV show, like halfway through, it changed a little bit. Like it deviated from the book slightly. I mean, a lot of this, the main plot things were there, but like the dog walking thing wasn't in there. Yeah. And like them going to the police station and like the scary like Washington mommies that are like, fighting with a snowball fight with a boy or whatever. All that wasn't there, which is why I think in the book I was like, what is happening? Yeah. Like, why am I reading this? So the show was really good.
Yeah, the show definitely like rekindled, because I had read this book, you know, more than 5 years ago, I want to say.
Yeah.
I really liked it when I first read it. I was like, man, I wish, I mean, I was weird in high school, or like, you know, sheltered, like you said, and kind of awkward. I definitely thought I was cooler than I was.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I wish I kind of was like this. I wish I was like a little braver, like was better with words and stuff. So I think it kind of like fed this, I wish I had been like this, like ideal in my head. And even rereading it this month, I was like, man, this book, it hits me in like different parts. I think maybe it's a English major in me, but like the way they kind of idolize words and how, you know, the Strand bookstore is almost like a character in the book, and how it plays such a big part. And I don't know, it has that like dreamy bookish quality in it.
Yes.
And I remember like liking so many quotes where they just talk about how, you know, the way that words work and how we interpret like letters to words and how we make that magical connection. And I just thought that was really romantic and cute.
I think you hit it on the head. It's very bookish, which I don't mean in a bad way, because I would describe myself as bookish in certain ways, but I think the type of bookish that this book was like very specific to.
Yeah, it's really literary and there's a lot of literary references in it.
Yeah.
And, when you were talking about how the difference between something like this and To All the Boys, like this feels like the like nerdy.
Yes.
Nerdy romance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
It was really well written. Again, it was beautifully written. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah. And actually they, this pair of authors, they wrote a couple other books that are
Dash
like,
and Lily books, right?
Dash and Lily and like
other
are other like boy and girl, like
I'll have to look that up.
Two, books.
I mean, it's like I typically like that multi-character perspective type of writing. And it was well written. I don't know. I think the fact that it was so nerdy and as like a married mom of three kids in her 30s. I just felt like reading about characters that are 20 years younger than me. I don't normally feel awkward or why am I doing this? But when I was reading this one, I was like, okay, literally, I don't know. I just, is this relevant to me? Like, why am I reading this?
But the show, I think, definitely like took some of that away.
Yeah.
And kind of made it more mainstream.
Yeah. Which is why I think I liked the series way more. And then I was like mad. Okay. So not mad, but so I was telling my husband, James, like about all this that we talked about. I finished the book and I was like, I don't really know if I, whatever. I think I might start the Netflix series, but I don't know if I want to. And my husband had seen that Dash and Lily was trending on Netflix, like even before we had made this our book club pick. And so he was like, oh, let's just knock it out all in one night and I'll sit down and I'll watch it with you. I'm kind of curious to see why it was trending. And so I was like, okay. And it was really cute. And I kept telling him, whoa, this is way better than the book. This is way better than the book. This never happens. The book is always better. And then it was getting kind of late. Like, I'm a grandma. I sleep at like 9, 10. If it's like 10:30 or 11, I'm like, it's a late night for me. Like, mama's been up late, right? It was like midnight last night. And we had one more episode to go. And I was just like, I'll watch it tomorrow, or I just won't watch the last one before we record. Like, I don't know. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. And then James was like, come on, we only have one more. It's not even that long. Like, we can knock it out and just be done. Like, don't you want to be done? I want to know what happens. I want to know what happens. Cause he obviously didn't read the book. And I told him, I was like, they kiss at the end. That's the end. They kiss, right? And he's like, no, I want to watch it. And so I was like, fine. I stayed up. I'm like, literally, my eyes are threatening to close. I had had wine while I was watching this, and by this point, it was like, I am so tired. I finished watching it. I'm like, okay, that was good. Look over, and he's snoring on the couch next to me. James. He fell asleep, and I was like, you didn't even
how
see.
Dare
like,
you?
You made me stay up so that we could watch this for you because you didn't know how it ended or whatever, and you didn't even stay awake. I wanted to go to sleep. So that's what happened to me. So typical. So typical. Men. Yeah. But all in all, I think it was worth reading it just so that I could watch the series in peace, because knowing me, I wouldn't have watched it without reading it, and the series was really cute to watch.
It was really
and cute things to watch during the holiday season are always a plus in my book. Yeah, any other thoughts on Dash and Lily before I talk about our book club pick for next month?
No, yes, please announce.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so drum roll. Okay, so for January 2021, we are going to be taking it back to the queen herself, Queen Miss Sarah J. Moss, and we're going to be reading her other series. So earlier this summer, we read the Throne of Glass series, which we'd never read before. In January, we're going to be rereading the entire A Court of Thorns and Roses series. I guess officially there's only 3 books in the official series, but there's actually 4 that she's written and published. The 4th one they call book 3.5. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. So if you want to read along with our book club, feel free to just read the 3 like main books. If you can read all 4 that are out, you can just read 1 if you just want to read 1 and don't have time to read all 3. But we are going to be reading. Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you, but if that's what you have time for, that's fine. We're going to be reading the entire series because in February, she is releasing the next installment of the series, and that will be our February book club pick. So in preparation for February, in January, we're going to be reading the entire Court of Thorns and Roses series, and I'm super excited. Yeah, we've both read it already, but it'll be a rereading and a gushing and kind of like, if you enjoyed our We Did a Thing podcast series from the summer, I think this will be something kind of in that vein, a little similar. I think we haven't confirmed 100%, but I think Stephanie, our guest podcast host, will be either on January or February or maybe both.
We're gonna make her come back.
Yeah. If you're listening, Steph, you don't have a choice, but, you know, we threw it out there and mentioned it to her, and she was like, yeah, but we didn't, like, confirm. Yeah. But she might be back to talk with us, and as we know, we all love our nerdy Enneagram 5 that's teaching us all the things, so that'll be super exciting. Oh, and if you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen the reels that I made about the A Court of Thorns and Roses series, and if you saw that and didn't understand the references, perfect. You can read and then go back and watch the reels again and it will make sense to you. Yeah, so that's going to be super exciting. I can't wait. I bought the box set. So Amazon has this new box set it's like a pre-order that's going to include the new book. Uh-huh. But it will have all 4 of the – so it's like a 5-book set, right? Yeah. It'll have the 4 that are out and then the new one, and it'll all have like that –
Is it the new covers?
New covers, yeah. So I pre-ordered that, so I kind of don't want to. I don't have the books yet. I don't want to purchase them a second time, basically, because those books are not going to come until February when the newest book gets published. But I might need the existing four to read for our book club next month. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. I've been on the holds list at my library. Like, we're waiting. I have one of them in my possession, so I'm waiting for three more. I might need to just buy the three and then have two copies of each. I don't know.
Book problems.
Good problems to have.
Good problems. Well, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm a little sad you didn't like the book.
Well,
it's okay. I get it.
Yeah. You win some, you lose some. I mean,
you win some, you lose some.
I don't know. I can't lie.
Alrighty. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to all of you. We love you. Yes. We're so grateful.
So grateful.
For listening during this crazy, wild year of 2020. Lots of fun things to come in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And keep following us at Pen and Page Gals on Instagram. Hopefully we'll have some fun new content, reels, and blog posts at penandpagegals.com.
That's right.
Until next month/year.